As we navigate the complex landscape of current affairs, four themes have emerged with significant policy implications: the ongoing debate over thermal power plant emission norms, the alarming rise of obesity, the intriguing phenomenon of dark oxygen in the deep ocean, and the crucial issue of financing for wildlife conservation. But why does this matter, and how do these topics intersect with India's governance and development trajectory? First, let's examine the debate over thermal power plant emission norms, which remains a pressing concern due to the central role of coal in India's power mix and the uneven compliance with air pollution control measures. The 2015 environment norms for thermal power plants aim to tighten limits on sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxides, particulate matter, and water consumption, driving the adoption of flue gas desulfurization systems. However, power producers argue that retrofitting older plants is expensive and time-consuming, and that stricter rules can raise tariffs or disrupt supply if deadlines are unrealistic. On the other hand, public health and environmental groups counter that delays impose hidden costs through asthma, heart disease, crop damage, and acid deposition. This is a classic governance problem, requiring a delicate balance between energy security, cost recovery, regulatory credibility, and the right to clean air. What makes this significant is that it connects to broader themes in governance, environmental regulation, and public health. The exam value of this topic lies in its ability to test your understanding of how to balance competing priorities and make informed decisions about trade-offs. Remember this number, 2015, the year India notified tighter thermal plant emission norms. Note this carefully, the main pollutants in question are sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxides, and particulate matter, and FGD systems are used mainly to reduce sulfur emissions. Now, let us turn to the issue of obesity, which is increasingly being treated as a systems failure rather than an individual failure. The messaging around World Obesity Day and the World Obesity Atlas highlights the growing burden of non-communicable disease, shaped by factors such as food availability and pricing, aggressive marketing of high-sugar and high-fat products, sedentary urban design, and weak preventive health systems. This matters in India because rising obesity coexists with undernutrition and micronutrient deficiency, resulting in a fragmented health landscape that requires addressing anemia, stunting, diabetes, hypertension, and cardiovascular stress simultaneously. The exam value of this topic lies in its interdisciplinary nature, connecting nutrition policy, urban planning, healthcare financing, school regulation, and the broader debate on preventive healthcare. Building on this, the scientific discussion around dark oxygen has reopened questions about the deep ocean and seabed mining. Recent research linked the phenomenon to polymetallic nodules on the seabed, suggesting that electrochemical processes in the deep ocean may generate oxygen even in the absence of light. This is important not only as a science story but also because it intersects with the geopolitics of deep-sea mining. Polymetallic nodules contain valuable minerals such as manganese, nickel, cobalt, and copper, all relevant to batteries and clean energy technologies.